Welcome back to All the Buzz, where we go into the lives of some of our favorite stars. And today we are going to make some major fireworks with our Spotlight July 4th cover star and reality star, Lindsay Hubbard. You probably know Lindsay from being one of the original castmates from Summer House on Bravo. I really always gravitated towards Lindsay when I watched the show. I definitely kind of stopped watching for a few seasons, but when the show first started, I really liked that she was a publicist and owned her own business and was kind of like that girl who's hustling in the city during the week and then heading to the Hamptons over the weekends. She obviously has had quite the year. She had a very public breakup. And everyone kind of knows at this point, you know, about her dating life and, again, just her relationship ending with Carl. So I really wanted to take this podcast to focus on a side that doesn't get as much attention. And that's her as a girl boss, her as someone who has taken a platform like reality TV and very much turned it into her own brand. And so I hope you enjoy this side of her. I think it's a little different. And without further ado, let me introduce you to Lindsay on All the Buzz. Welcome back to All of the Buzz, where we step inside the lives of our favorite stars. And today we are talking to one of our absolute favorites and our cover star of our new 4th of July hit show, Lindsay Hubbard.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having me. What an intro.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for being here. You look amazing. Well, this is your look.
Yeah, this is what you put me in for our photo shoot today.
We'll take a little bit of credit. I wanted to start off by asking you a question, which is, when did you feel like the spotlight was on you for the first time?
Oh gosh. You know, I think Summer House, it took like a few years for it to ramp up and a few seasons. And then a lot of people discovered it during COVID. So, you know, March, I think it was like season 4 was on air during that, you know, winter, spring, March 2020. Yeah. And I would say probably by season 4, like we really started hitting our stride. And then season 5, season 6. So I think, season 4, I would say, is probably when we all kind of were in the spotlight at that point.
I was telling you before, I just remember the first season of the show came out when I was still in college, and you were the one to me who was the worker. You got your start in PR. You had this very girl boss energy. Like, did you feel different when from these other people who were
I do have, like, a bossy energy, huh?
I love it.
I think you have to. I had my own PR firm, and especially in hospitality PR, you're working in a male-dominated field. And, like, you know, half of my job as a publicist working with a bunch of male clients is to convince them that they have to, like, follow my lead and respect that I know what I'm doing and what I'm saying and, you know, let me guide them. And so, yeah, I think, you know, that kind of translates to everyday life. But I've always been a hard worker. It was like one of the number one values my dad instilled in me was just like, just always work hard. Nothing in life comes for free. And, you know, I've always just been very career focused because of that.
Yeah. And so hospitality PR, correct?
Yeah.
So restaurants.
Restaurants, bars. Lounges, bars, clubs, hotels, you name it. I mean, I pretty much represented half of New York City, all of LA at one point, and everything in between.
Amazing. So Summer House, they're working on this show, clearly at Bravo. How did you find out about it and actually get on the show?
They found our group of friends. You know, I think first they met Kyle, and Kyle was like, you guys should come to one of our parties. We threw a party every single September called the Back on Campus Party. It was after summertime. You know, summer, everyone travels. They're either in the Hamptons or in Europe or wherever everyone goes during the summertime. So you know, our group of friends always threw a back on campus party every September. And so they came and then just found our entire group of friends. And it was like, not just like a collective of us, it was like our peripheral and then those peripherals. And like, we spanned across like hundreds of friends in the heyday of New York, running around, you know, going out all the time. So, they started, you know, plucking everyone one by one. And I think I was the last female that was casted on the show. And here we are, eight seasons later.
Would you say that the newest additions to the show are still people who you knew before, or some of those, like, you know, you're meeting for the first time now with filming?
You know, like this past season, or I don't know when this comes out, but this current season, season 8, I found West last summer and was like, this guy like is made for TV. He had such a sparkling personality, very memorable. But yeah, now it's like more, you know, we only have really like one or two new castmates every, you know, season. So yeah, but it's kind of the same core group, and then, you know, one or two changes each season, and then we go from there.
And they add a little spice to everybody's
exactly.
life, right? Sure. You want me to repeat that or just now? And they add a little bit of spice to everybody's life.
Exactly.
How have you used your PR background to really create your own brand?
You know, I wish I had more experience in personal PR, which I don't. because maybe I wouldn't have gotten so activated all the time.
But I'd be nervous to be your publicist, honestly. Like, if your client was a publicist in the past, they better be really good, which they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but I did PR for brands, so it's, like, right. very, very different. Like, it's very different types of PR. I never did personal PR or represented people unless it was putting them at the forefront of their brand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, PR, I guess, you know, PR is my background. You know, we do a lot to help our production behind the scenes. So, you know, like places to film. I, being the hospitality girl, like know a lot of places, have a lot of old clients in the city, in the Hamptons, you know, that we can film at. I just reach out to old contacts. And just ideas of things to do. So, you know, whether it's going out to dinner or, you know, doing an activity. I think I'm always just trying to like come up with like great ideas that could make for like a good TV.
I love that. Does that also apply to like your dating life? Do you come up with the ideas of, you know, some of the dates? Because that's always
I like to leave that to the men that I date. Like, I think it's kind of their job a little bit to like, you know, really do the heavy lifting in the beginning, at least for like the first couple of months. After a couple of months, like, yeah, then I'll throw in a surprise and come up with something. But, you know, at this point it's like, I need to be courted. I need to be wooed. I need you to do the heavy lifting because I'm so tired. I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Are you being courted right now?
I am.
Ooh.
Yeah, I am. I am being courted.
How's that going?
It's good. You know, it's nice. Like my life almost went one direction, and then the universe stepped in, and you know, I'm really happy. I'll say that.
I think whatever is meant to happen will happen, and things that don't work out are meant to protect you.
Exactly.
Honestly, as someone whose parents got divorced, I've been through a lot. It's just
I like really think that, you know, whatever higher power you believe in, whether it's the universe or God or both, or if you're more spiritual or religious, I truly think I've been saved a lot, you know, and definitely on numerous occasions. So I pretty much just like try to feed the universe and then let it, you know, do whatever it wants to do with me, and have to just trust it and trust the process. I know it's like, it's really hard when you're in the moment, and trust me, like, I've had a really tough time when I'm in those moments, but when I come out of it, I'm like, wow, like, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. What are you looking for in a partner now?
Well, I have a couple of, like, boxes that have become, like, the top priority, you know, like, ambitious, driven, successful. Even if you're not super successful right now, like, at least it's like on the horizon, because you're so ambitious and driven that you can't help but be successful.
Right.
You know, someone who matches my energy and my drive and my ability to, you know, like, multitask and work hard. I would say chemistry.
Important.
I definitely need chemistry in my romantic relationship. I don't know. I just want to have fun, you know? So like, just someone who like really matches my energy.
And you have such great energy, and I have no doubt you're going to find whoever that person is. And I feel like you really showed this on your Instagram and just even the show, that there's so much power in the people that you surround yourself with. And I think that's really important for a lot of women too, who, whether they're focused on their careers or they're focused on their dating lives, like to just have good friends around.
Oh my gosh. I have the most incredible group of girlfriends, and they're all so strong. They're all entrepreneurial. They're all like boss babes. Like this is a group of girls where like, if there was an apocalypse, like they could get anything done. Just the amount of, you know, intelligence and resources and strength that they have. And I've relied on them quite often, especially in the last year. So, yeah, my group of girlfriends is really, they're quite astonishing.
That's really special. A lot of girls, when, and I know when they see this, you know, cover of the magazine come out, they get so inspired by women like you, and I think they really do desire to be on a reality show. I think they watch these shows, and you know, they don't understand that there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of vulnerability, but they see you, and they're like, we want to be a star like Lindsay. What do you say to those girls?
I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You know, a lot of people think that they can handle it, but there's a lot that comes along with it. There's a lot of judgment. There's a lot of, you know, you have to truly have an insane amount of security within yourself and, you know, really be okay not being loved by the whole world. I think I'm a very polarizing personality on TV, and there is a group of people who love me. There's a group of people who absolutely cannot stand me. And I'm okay with that because they're probably not my people either. So I think like if you just like, you know, as long as you're very, very secure with who you are and you know who you are, and you're not vulnerable to, you know, strangers' opinions, like, then you should be fine. But otherwise, I would think really hard, like, you do open yourself up to, like, a lot of, you know, just every, your whole entire life is public. I mean, it's a little bit crazy. So as long as you can handle that, great.
And I don't think it's for everybody, but like you said, depends on the person. Would you ever consider owning your own house in the Hamptons after filming out east for so many years?
You know, it's so funny because I've thought about it for literally the last, I want to say, 3 years. I had been wanting to get into real estate. I have been just like in my mind, like I got to put my money to work. Real estate, like, you know, they're not making any more land, right? So let's invest in, you know, property. I thought about the Hamptons. The Hamptons, I wish I would have bought, is like the one kick myself moment during COVID, like where I just regret tremendously not buying during COVID. You know, because that's when the prices were so low, interest rates were low. I would love to buy in the Hamptons, but it's very expensive.
It is, and it's not getting cheaper.
And the taxes in New York are insanity.
But you can actually rent a home that is yours.
Yes,
in
you can.
Nashville.
If you go to Nashville, you know, I love Nashville. I went last October. I just like fell in love with it. I had a lot of, you know, I was there for probably a week. I had a lot of experiences, went to different restaurants and country music concerts and out and nights out on Broadway and honky tonks. And I have a lot of like really great friends who live in Nashville. And I was just looking around and there's so many group trips to Nashville, whether it's bachelorettes or bachelor parties and 40th birthdays and 50th birthdays and family reunions and, you know, 30th birthday. I mean, there's just always an excuse to travel to Nashville, and it's always a big group trip. So, you know, I really wanted to create a space that people felt comfortable going to, and like whether they want to stay in one night, which is probably not going to happen in Nashville, but you know, they want to wake up and feel comfortable. And this goes back to, you know, my hospitality experience. Like, I'm an entertainer. I want to entertain people at all times, even if that means entertaining them at my home.
Right.
So once a party girl, always a party girl. Just looks a little different these days.
I've never been to Nashville. You are definitely inspired.
Okay, well, get your cowgirl hat on.
All inspired by Beyonce's Cowgirl Carter. And I just think I want to say, like, because a lot of people don't understand how important it is to not rely on one source of income. So the fact is that you're on a show, you own real estate, you're constantly clearly thinking of all these incredible ideas. Like, that is what being a female entrepreneur is today.
Yeah, really I truly, like, and I feel like, you know, again, like, I, not to sound like too feminist or anything, but I never want to feel like I'm relying on somebody else to create my own path. You know, like I've always like forged, you know, my own path since I was a young little girl. And I want to do things, you know, it felt so rewarding to be able to buy a house. Yeah. And I get it. Like everyone, you know, so many people buy houses, but like to be able to buy a house and then hopefully turn it into a successful business, like that is very rewarding because I did it on my own and I did it by myself and no one helped me except for the team of people who helped me.
Amen to all of that. What is next for you, Lindsay, before we get into a quick game of rapid fire?
Oh, you know, I mean, I just focus on like whatever brings me joy and happiness. My version of success has changed throughout the years. And, you know, as it does, I think for many people, you know, I'm not the same person I was 8 years ago when we started this. I'm not the same person 5 years ago. I'm not even the same person I was 6 months ago. You know, so I think that like my version of success is still defining itself. And I don't think it has to be pigeonholed into one direction or another. So right now I'm just focused on what brings me joy and happiness and, you know, what I identify as success in my life at this age and right now for myself. So we'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
I think a lot of bright things. You look amazing. You sound amazing. Like you just give off this true glow of happiness. So I'm inspired. I know everybody watching will be too. Before you go, we want to play a quick game of rapid
fire.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, first one, Hampton's date night spot favorite. What's your favorite?
Oh, I love Duryea's in Montauk. I mean, that the lobster salad is really expensive. So make sure that you have a high limit on your credit card if you want to take me there.
Yeah, you need that. Who is your celebrity crush?
I know this is going to sound weird, but I love Tom Hardy. I know it's like a strange. Okay, you know who else I'm obsessed with is Idris Elba.
We are putting this out
there. I love Idris Elba. He's so sexy. Oh, did you see Hijack?
He's very nice.
Oh my God.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
He's so hot.
Call Lindsay. Come on. Next question. What is your number one tip for someone who's going to be living in a share house for a summer for the first time?
Oh gosh. Bring earplugs and I don't know. Like, just have fun, enjoy yourself, because you're not always going to be living in a share house unless it's with kids and a family one day.
Exactly. That's a different kind of share house. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Okay.
Actually, cheeseburgers. I love a good cheeseburger.
What kind of cheese? Now we have to know.
Any type of cheese. Okay. I love American, cheddar, Swiss, provolone, like all of it. Four cheeses.
Love it. What gives you fireworks?
Like in my romantic life or
anything,
just like in
life general?
I don't know.
Romance is fine.
I mean, I just, a lot of things give me fireworks. I get really excited these days about a lot. I don't know. I think opportunity gives me fireworks.
I like that. And last but not least, what is one thing that people don't get to learn about you when watching you on camera?
I'm actually a softie and, you know, part of my nature is just like I put on this hard shell and I, you know, I'm this strong chick that like can handle anything. But like I really truly am like a softie at heart. And there's a ton of things that I cry about. I just cry alone. And, you know, because it's like I just don't really show. But yeah, I'm a softie. I have a big heart.
Well, don't make me cry now. Come on. What kind of show is this?
Yeah.
I love all this. Lindsay, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being our cover star, for taking the time to be on our podcast.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for putting me on the cover.
Oh my God, it's going
to
be
amazing. We'll have to do it again soon.
Yes, let's do it.
In the winter.
Bye.
Bye.